The following podcast is not real. If I get word that even one of you tried breaching the dimensional barrier because of something you heard on this show, it will mean a lot of paperwork.
Real quick, sorry to interrupt, but I also wanted to announce that Gettin' Nuts is apparently doing a live show at the Now Hear This Festival in New York in September. Junt and Usador are going to, I can only guess, talk about nuts in front of a live audience, and that audience could include you. To find out about tickets and all the other non-nut-related shows that'll be there, like Comedy Bang Bang and Lore and Doughboys, Beautiful Anonymous, and a lot more, go to nowhearthisfest.com. Okay, that's it. Back to you.
And now, since apparently anything is appropriate, here's a little song posted by listener DeGrawful on Twitter to ease you into the show.
He is Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesians, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know him as Fionn Yelik, the dwarves know him as Zoe. And he is known in the northeast as Gasmuenus Maestar. But trust me when I tell you there are other secret names you do not know. Trust me when I tell you there are other secret names you do not know.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, it's okay. This is everything you need to know. About 2.5 years ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Unfortunately, it's being taken over by the Dark Lord, who has taken over the town of Hogsface and is forcing me and my co-host to continue to do this podcast that we record every week here in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the prison town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always...
I am Tusador, casual wizard. The elves know me as Jennifer Love Hewitt in the south. I'm made up of bees. That's about it.
You know, Tusador, what I like about you is that you are cool with just getting across the gist of your name.
Try and get to the point.
It's like it doesn't need to be word for word.
Yeah, I don't
want to
have any sort of superfluous information. I like to mix it up. I'm a mixed bag.
Yeah.
I hang pretty loose.
I love that your relationship to your name is you heard it once.
Yeah.
You mostly got it.
Yeah.
You're common enough to just go with it. Doesn't have to be word for word correct.
Nope. Yeah, it's whatever you want to take away from it.
Although, Tusador,
what do you get out of it? That's what you take away.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to like hit you over the head with a name, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. Tusador, you know me. I'm loving this vibe you're putting out.
Oh, thank you. I really don't know you.
Oh.
I mean, slightly.
This week, we spent so much time hanging out.
We did spend a lot of time, which was very cool.
I felt like we formed a connection.
We bonded, for sure.
I feel like we're friends.
Oh,
I feel like we are, like, we're not...
Agreed.
And I don't throw that word around.
No.
I mean, but you're not a co-host on this podcast.
Right, I get it. Well, thank you for letting me ramble.
Okay.
I'll let you get to it.
And Tusador, you are lucky that we put no editing into this podcast, so you will make it into the
final. Oh my god, that's great!
Yeah.
Arnie, you are loved. Caleb left in common.
Tusador, you don't know how much...
Oh, wait, let me come back. What?
Oh, I
started walking
away.
I want to give you some space.
Tusador, thing about you.
When we were talking on the beach, you said you don't get a lot of space, and I want to give you your space because it seems like that's the catalyst for what you need in life, and I feel like you're not getting that. So I want to give you, you know, room to breathe.
This is so Tusador.
Classic Tusador.
It's great that you are just so freely to say you are loved, knowing that's something that I need to hear. But then at the same time, you also just immediately turn around and start walking away.
Well, I smelled something, and you know, Tusador's got to follow his nose.
Tusador?
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you. You are loved.
Get the fuck out.
Thank you for shooting straight.
Thank you for reminding me that I am loved.
Usador, no hard feelings?
What?
No hard
Usador,
feelings?
Usador, I'm so Sorry, I forgot that you were there. I didn't mean to have that whole conversation in front of you.
I had gone into the wizard state. It makes no difference to me.
Oh, I go into that sometimes.
You can't do that. You're not a wizard.
All right. Whatever you guys say. All right. Take care.
Usidor, what the fuck is Tusidor?
I don't know, but he's not a wizard, and I don't like him, and I don't like his name. Because he originally said he was Usidor the Blue, and then I made him change it to Tusidor.
So why are you confused? You made him actively change his name.
Oh, yeah, and I'm also... I'm so chunned. I didn't realize you were here, too. We had both of these conversations right in front of you.
I'm right here.
I'm sorry. I was just really locked in with Tusidor. Like, we were just...
Yeah, what's going on there? Is he your new best friend?
Yeah, what's going on
there? I thought we were like
there?
Brothers.
I don't know. Look, you guys are my best friends. Or to put it more accurately, Chunt, you're my best friend, and Usidor, I like you a lot.
Aw.
But Tusidor is... There's just something about him. He's a new person. He's very exciting. I just kind of like... Got into, like, a new friendship thing with him.
Oh, all right. But
that doesn't take away from what we've got here, guys. A podcast that we are forced to do every week by the Dark Lord.
Chunt, is Arnold your best friend?
Yeah, I'd say that. I'd say so, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Why? What do you ask?
I don't know, really.
Usidor, everyone can't be anyone else's best friend.
I know that.
Just because you're no one... Just
look,
because
look. I probably have a best friend. All right, so let's not worry about that.
Who's your best friend? Pizza Skull?
And if you don't know who they are, that's not a bad sign.
Well, I'm probably best friends with...
Can I be honest? Can I say something you don't want to hear? Yeah. I feel like you and Tusidor have so much in common.
No, you sound almost exactly alike.
No, I mean, well, what?
For about a minute and a half.
How dare you?
For about a minute and a half, you guys shared the same name. What are the odds?
Yeah.
I feel like you hate him because he's basically you.
You don't have the same name. I am Usidor, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical lights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiang Yalak. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hoogstanges. And I am known in the northeast as Gasmuenius Maystar. And there may be other secret names you do not know yet. Names that if Tusidor were to speak them, his very skull would fly out of his head and devour the rest of his body.
Usidor, you forgot the part of your name about the bees.
No, that's not...
Yeah, isn't your groin all bees?
Yeah. No, that is Tusidor. That's not me.
Oh, that's right. Tusidor.
I can't keep it all straight.
That's right. He's the one with the bees and the one that
What
the
do you
people...
have for genitals?
Just regular genitals.
Regular?
Well, no, they're pretty great.
Great.
Too late. You already said regular. What is that, 5.6 inches? What's average?
Let's not say. I'm not measuring my genitals on this podcast. Again.
Yes, I'll take them out, but I'm not going to measure them.
Partly because this world does not have an entirely reliable unit of measurement.
What do you mean?
You've got measuring instruments, but people are just like, this is kind of how it works. They just mark them up themselves.
That is nonsense. For last week, I weighed myself, and I weighed 3 stone, and this week, I weighed 8 stone. The stones were just different sizes.
Yeah, and I'm about 1/8 of an Arnie tall. That's how I measure things.
Oh.
By my best friend.
Oh, thank you, bud.
You're welcome. Thank you for providing a unit of measurement.
It's good to have a unit of measurement that is 8 times as big as yourself.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Well, how do you measure?
How do I measure?
Yeah, what's on Earth? What do you use for measurement?
We have all kinds of, like, systems that are very efficient and very easy to understand and remember, but in my country, we use the stupid ones.
Huh. Sounds right.
Checks out.
Oh, guys, I wanted to talk about something real quick before I introduce our guest. Maybe we've been a little over-focused on this riddle from the Baron because the Dark Lord apparently is looking for a weapon or a series of weapons that are in the tavern. But I was thinking about it a little bit, and if we think that the cave beneath the Orange Beast is the basement of the tavern, which is either underneath the sun... or the Orange Cat, or the Vermilion Minotaur, which I think is close enough to orange, but whatever, then maybe we need to find some doors in the basement.
Well, there's all sorts of doors in the basement.
Yeah. What was the next part? It was 1 door west and 3 doors east?
That's right.
So if we figure out 1 door that's to the west and 3 doors that are to the east, we go through all of them at the same time.
How do you propose to go through all those doors at the same time?
With magic.
I love magic.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, of
like
course.
A, is there a
That's
spell?
Brilliant. We can have Tussidor conjure us some sort of image.
Oh, yeah. Tussidor! Wait! Chunt!
Two doors?
Tussidor? Door is in his name.
Holy shit.
Door is in my name.
Oh, that's right.
But he's two doors. Isn't that a saying? Two doors down, Tussidor? What are the odds?
It says one door west and three doors east, and between that is two doors.
Tussidor.
Fine. Have him help you then.
Well, you seem bitter.
No, I'm perfectly happy with it.
But the cadence of your voice is like your mouth.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Well, then I guess I'll just never cast my multiple door walking through spell.
Is that what it's called?
Yes.
It's pithy. It's a pithy name.
Multiple door walking through spell.
Probably be a little more succinct with that.
Well, let's think about it. You think about your door spell, and maybe we can walk on through to the other side.
Break on through?
Duh, that's what I meant.
Are we walking through or are we breaking through? Well, let me light my fire,
look,
and then we'll figure out what we want to do
look,
with these doors.
I know we should probably break on through, but you know what? It's been a long day. I'm tired. I figure we can just walk on through.
I need a drink. I'm off to the bar.
I feel like Tussidor hates Tussidor.
Tussidor does hate Tussidor.
But I feel like they have so much in common. If they would just listen to each other.
Yeah, I agree.
Who's our guest today?
Okay, is it rude to introduce our guest while Tussidor's away?
He's the one who walked away.
I guess that's true. Well, you know what? All right, great. I'm very excited to introduce our guest. We've never had a gnome on before, so I'm excited. I met this gnome. His name is April? Have I pronounced that correctly?
Oh, it's close enough. April.
April.
April, yep.
April the gnome.
April the gnome. Here I am. I am the size of two squirrels stacked on top of each other.
Oh, so that's how you measure.
That's my unit.
Squirrel system.
Squirrels.
Mm-hmm. Squirrel system.
Yeah, most gnomes are between two and three squirrels stacked on top of each other. I'm right at the low end.
You're right on the low
end. Yeah, two.
Honestly, I don't mean to be rude. Are you congested?
Yeah, I was drinking a lot of milk today.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's
just for fun?
Oh, no, it's
fun milk?
Yeah, well, I drank some fun milk, and then I drank some work milk. I have a part-time job.
Arnie, have you had fun milk?
I mean, I don't
know. A round of fun milk for the bar.
I don't know if I could do another one. All right, I'll give it a shot.
How is it different from work milk?
Oh, it's more fun.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Listen to yourself.
So, April, I don't know barely anything about gnomes.
Oh, there's a lot to know.
So you're tiny.
Yeah. Two squirrels tall.
Two squirrels tall. And, like, do you live in a garden?
Oh, no. There are garden gnomes. Those are the gnomes that do the garden.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a protected gnome. The garden gnomes guard, uh-huh. So the protected gnomes can do whatever they want.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. So I get to choose whatever I want. When you're born, you're given either the plight of a garden gnome.
Uh-huh.
You must be a guard all the
always
time.
Garden.
Always garden.
Yeah.
Like me. I'm a guard.
Oh, yeah. Look at that hat.
Yeah.
I got a hat, too.
Oh. It's kind of pointy.
Yeah. Kind of pointy. Yeah, I used to be more pointy. Got a little dulled over time.
So you choose to either be a garden gnome?
You don't choose. You're assigned.
Oh.
Yeah. So I lucked out, and because I don't have to be a garden gnome, I can do whatever I want.
Are there qualities, when the decision is made, is there qualities of a gnome that kind of skew towards one job or the other?
Yeah, usually the taller ones get to be the garden gnomes.
That seems so biased.
Here's some ales, and also Daphne asked me to bring over this fun milk, so I just put it on the tray.
Yeah,
there is
some
else.
Fun milk. Thank you.
Dick Bisque.
Oh, pro.
That's right. You're known as
CEO.
That's right. You are known as the gnomes know you as Dick Bisque.
Yeah, we all call him Dick. Hey, Dick Bisque, how you doing?
I'm very well. I doff my cap to thee, and I cast a spell of hat sharpening.
Oh, it's a little sharper than it was.
Yeah, seems almost dangerous.
Yeah,
gnomes supposed to have pointy hats.
Yeah, it'll dull with time. They always dull with time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, enjoy your milk. It's a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Oh, yeah. No, pleasure's all mine. You know, I've heard about your show, and I've always wanted to be on it. So it's nice to finally be on it.
It's great to have you.
Yeah.
What's your... So April?
April, yeah. April Fools.
April Fools?
Okay.
April
Fools? Yeah, April Fools.
April Fools.
Mm-hmm. Is that a family name?
Yeah, Fools is the family name.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. My father's name, Diesel.
Diesel Fuels.
Mm-hmm.
How's your sweet mother, Jet?
She's good. She's still trying to melt those steel beams, not having a good go at it, though.
Yes,
she can't do it.
Yes.
Do you ever just pop into someplace and yell your name, like, April Fails?
Oh, yeah, every time I go. Actually, this is the one time I haven't done it in a while, was when I walked into this room. But yeah, most of the time, April Fools, I actually say my name every time I complete one of my tasks.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. Do you ever get tired of doing it? Does it always just feel like a fool's errand?
You know, I can see why you'd ask it, because I have to do it so frequently.
Sure.
But honestly, I've never gotten tired of saying April Fools.
What sort of tasks do you mean when you say you complete a task?
Oh, yeah, but I'm a prank master.
Oh.
You're a prank bastard?
I'm a prank bastard.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm a prank bastard. Yeah, so basically I'm a bastard who does pranks.
Oh.
But you do have a mom.
Yeah. It hurt her feelings when I called myself that for the first time. We've had to work through it. But, you know, she's really focused on those beams.
So you do pranks?
Yeah. All the time.
That's your job, to do pranks?
Yeah, the official prank bastard of Hogsface.
Of Hogsface.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
I guess I haven't. I've just been busy in the tavern doing this podcast.
You didn't know there was an official prank bastard?
I did not.
Every town in Foon has a prank bastard. For someone must be assigned to pull little pranks in town because it's the spice of life.
But why? I mean, no offense. Like, but why?
It's just to spread joy. Uh-huh. You know, I'm just trying to make everyone happy, and the best way I know how to do it is to pull pranks on as many people as I can.
So what are some of your more recent pranks?
Oh, I got tons of... there's the classic, you take a pane of glass, and you put it on a chamber pot.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, then someone goes to use the chamber pot, but they don't see the pane of glass because it's...
glass.
Because it's glass. So they sit on it, and it just shatters.
It shatters?
It just shatters on them.
That's gotta hurt. Is
oh
that
yeah,
dangerous?
That's what makes it a prank. That's what makes it a prank classic. I did one to Dick Bisc over here once.
Yes.
Do you remember when I put the pane of glass on your chamber pot?
Yes, there was glass in my anus for weeks.
Yeah. It was a
wait. Is
a
that
classic.
Where the, is that where the name Glass Anus Maystar comes from?
What? No, Gas Muenus.
I thought you'd been saying Glass Anus this whole time.
No, I have definitely was not saying Glass Anus.
I've been hearing Glass Anus.
I will always hear it as that now. Do you have any less painful pranks that you pulled on people?
Oh yeah, of course. Yeah, there's lots of, you know, there's a huge variety. You want less painful ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the one where you put an apple on someone's head, and then you take the bow and arrow and you fire it into their eye.
Oh, that's a less painful one. Yeah, I like that one too. Classic.
Because you die almost immediately.
Yeah. There's no pain.
Sure.
I mean, Dick Bisc had glass in his anus for weeks. Would you rather have that or would you rather die right away?
Yeah, think about that.
That's a tough decision.
Is it? Well, think about it.
I mean, I want to live. Look, hey, don't get me wrong. I do not want shards of glass in my anus. But also, I want to live.
Well, don't use your chamber pot in a minute.
Oh, oh damn. Well, joke's on you. I don't use my chamber pot. I shit standing up.
He does. That's right.
Weird.
At first, it was an accident, and then it was a second accident, and then it was a thing I'm into.
It's the new normal.
You're doing that.
I've got
a choice now.
It's not just a choice. It's a choice that I've decided not to be ashamed of. Listeners on Earth, if I ever get back, just know I shit standing up now. That's Arnie's way.
So, April, you're playing all these jokes in the restroom, a lot of, you know, bathroom commode humor. Does anybody ever call you April Latrine? Or does that make things too complicated?
Yeah, one guy called me April Latrine. He was, you might know him, Huxton. He was the guy, he had that board with the four wheels on it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he looked cool as hell.
He did, but he called me that.
Oh, Arnie, real quick, what's 20 plus 21?
What is 20 plus 21?
Yeah. What's the sum?
Okay.
Vamp.
So, 21, and then a cross sign, and then a 20, and then a line.
Why do you always have to make things so complicated?
Then the zero and the one.
I didn't mean to derail you talking about the skater boy, but I just wanted to hear Arnie try and... do this.
Oh, no, I'm with you. As far as that story, I say see you later, boy. I want to hear how he does this.
It's somewhere in the mid to high 50s.
Oof. Oh, that's not close.
I think it's some 41. I don't know if I'm married to that answer, but It used to be Miranda the Answer.
Look, who walked away from this exchange looking worse?
Yeah, if this was a fight, I think one of you would have the fat lip.
So, April, I'm sorry. I don't mean to seem critical of your prank bastard lifestyle. I guess I'm just sort of trying to understand. I mean, you know, we do this podcast, and we're very dedicated to just this serious documentary, like, information that we're sharing. I guess it's just hard for me to understand someone that dedicates their life to just jokes.
Yeah, I mean, it must be weird because does anyone on your planet try to do jokes for a living?
I mean, briefly. Maybe they try for, like, 5 to 7 years.
Oh, okay.
And from what I understand, from what Arnold's telling me, dedicated would be a strong word.
Mm. Well,
it's more like being an English major. You do it because you don't like anything else. It's okay, experience, even pleasant, and then eventually you regret it for the rest of your life.
Oh, it's very different than it is here. I mean, I think I'm getting this right. Isn't 40% of the economy in Hogsface is comedians, am I, right?
I think it's up to 46 now.
What?
Huh? Yes.
I didn't know that.
There's a lot of different guys out there trying to make different kinds of jokes. I do practical jokes.
Yeah.
But there's lots of different jokes.
You never come on Chunts Night.
Yeah, so many
people
have
made
a
name
for themselves. So many people have made their career in Chunts Night as stand-up.
You stand up to...
Stand up to the Dark Lord?
But you stand up to poop.
I do stand up to poop. Is that something that would be people would be interested in at Chunts Night?
No. Well, yeah, no, yeah, probably a few.
Yeah, maybe put some sort of like bib on the people in the first three rows. Just let them know what's going on.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely categorize it as alternative comedy.
Look, it's not for everybody, but maybe I can be a poop stand-up's poop stand-up. I've never been better.
a lot of people who are sad really like jokes like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you'd be sort of more of a blue comic for people who are feeling blue.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm willing to go blue if I have to. No question.
Would you have some sort of sign? Like if you were doing some sort of blue comic comedy tour, would you have like... You're like, here's my sign.
Well, you know, for example, I don't do blue comedy. I do yellow is the color of practical jokes. So I have a yellow collar.
Oh.
So if you're doing blue comedy, you could have a blue collar.
Oh, I see. It's sort of, I like that it's designated by color, sort of like the Wizards.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you're blue.
Yeah, that's right.
So just like the Wizards, the collar color of comedians is designated by, like, yellow is better than blue.
Well, it's just different. It's just for different people.
It's not better. Like, there's Terry the Table Guy, and everything he says is about tables. Like, all his jokes are like, here's something about tables.
Yeah.
Know?
Like get her table. The best part is that I took a moment to come up with that.
Let's take a break.
You know what? Let's take a break, and we'll be right back. So, April, I still have so many questions, both about your pranking and just about being a gnome. So, first of all, when you get assigned your thing, if you could do it all over again, would you have taken a different assignment at birth?
Well, the only two assignments are garden or not garden.
Oh, and so you can pick whatever you want.
Once you're not garden, you can just pick whatever you want.
Oh, so that makes it even more terrible for the garden ones.
Well, I mean, some of them like it. I mean, do you like being a guard?
I feel like it's with great power comes great responsibility. I feel like I'm...
We don't want to hear that again.
Well, it's something I like to say. It's part of my origin story. But I feel like it's a little bit weird sometimes because my best friends are here in the room, and I feel like I also have this position of power, and it's weird sometimes where I feel like I need to help them out but also stay true to my job.
Yeah, I think that's pretty par for the course. Because a lot of my friends are garden gnomes, and they feel that same way. They feel like they want to be friendly, but at the same time, there's an air of authority.
Yeah.
They can't shake it. So I'm happy I'm not one. Also,
but at the same time, there must be a kind of freeing quality to being like, this is what you are.
Yeah. They say that, you know, it's the paradox of choice. Once you have a few options, you love it, but endless options, then it becomes really difficult.
I gotta say, April, I just don't get all your jokes.
You know?
I guess that one was over my head.
Well, look under your shirt.
Whoa!
Pane of glass.
Why? How did this pane of glass fit under my shirt? If you hadn't told me about that, when I moved, I could have shattered it.
Right. Hold it right there.
Yeah!
Ah!
Now there's shards of glass in your chest.
Oh, God.
Classic.
Classic?
Classic. Yeah. It's a classic practical joke.
April, I'm remembering, I really hate being pranked. Like, pranks are fun unless they're on you.
But you yourself are destined to become a prankster, potentially.
Oh, that's right. My secret trickster name is Carnival Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm destined to become the trickster god of Foon.
Maybe you're supposed to learn from April.
Yeah, you can learn from me, and then you'll become the... You said the god?
Those are just the words that I was told. I'm trying to think if I'm remembering that correctly.
I mean, if you're a god, you'd be the god in Dome.
Arnie, I feel like you should learn from April. I feel like a lot of April's products are very intuitive. Like, I feel like you could learn a great deal from April.
Oh.
I have lots of different pranks I could tell you about. I mean, you've only experienced the pane of glass once.
Yeah, I mean, is there some beginner pranks that I could try doing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, here, take, see this cookie that has, some frosting in the middle? Yeah.
I'm sorry, before you finish explaining this, I'm going to have to step away from the table.
Oh, this is perfect. We can play it on Chunt.
Yes.
Because he's still here.
Exactly.
Oh,
so good. Because it would have been so inconvenient for us to have to decide whether we should prank Usador or Chunt. Thankfully, Usador walked away so that we know.
Oh, I gotta go to the bathroom real quick. Sorry, guys.
Wait, no. Now we don't have anybody to prank.
There's no one
at the table but each other.
Okay. I'll prank you then.
Oh, God okay. damn it.
So you see this cookie
yes.
that has white frosting in the middle?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to scoop that out.
Okay.
Okay. And now I'm going to replace it with this egg product.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And now I'm going to give it to you and say, here, eat this cookie.
Okay.
Okay, so here, eat this cookie.
Wait. Yeah. Chunt and Usador are coming back to the table.
Okay. Yes, so I got another round of drinks for everyone.
Thank God you guys are back, that you can watch me be pranked by this cookie. Nom, 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 nom. Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, did you replace the middle of the cookie?
I did.
What was in the middle?
Mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Oh.
I cannot believe I fell for that prank.
I can.
Yeah. You seem like an easy target. I already got you twice.
Yeah. Well, what's another prank that I could pull?
Oh, there's so many.
My food's ready, excuse me.
Oh, okay. So I guess we'll have to wait on Usador's prank.
Wait. What if we prank Usador while he's gone?
Oh,
I know. Or set up a prank for when he gets back.
Like the pane of glass on the commode, okay.
Or set up a prank that will only trigger years down the line.
Oh, an advanced prank.
Yeah, and when it happens, we'll say, remember that time you went to the bar years ago? That's when we first set this prank up.
Oh, well, I have seeds for various trees that take a while to grow.
Oh.
What if we put one in his overcloak?
Yeah.
And then slowly this tree's going to grow.
If it grows slowly enough.
He might not notice.
He might not notice until it's a full giant tree
coming out of his overcloak. I mean, that's the idea to beat, Chunt.
I feel like it's not funny at first, but like... years down the road, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
I mean, imagine how big that tree's going to be in years.
Look, maybe some people love jokes that are immediate payoff, but the slow building of the tree growing out of his cloak, for a while it's going to be like, why are we wasting so much time waiting for this tree? But when it's a full-blown tree coming out of his cloak,
so funny.
And he looks up and he's like, whoa!
I can't even imagine.
Hashtag tree resistance.
Oh. Yeah. Also political.
Guys, here are some rooster's feet and some mozzarella ones.
Ooh.
Please, partake.
I'll go great with my fun milk.
Hey, Usador, look up.
Okay. Look up at the ceiling? Why, what is up there?
All right.
Has the Dark Lord hidden some secret
message? I'm going to put the seed in his pocket
Some secret message that I must decipher.
Keep looking up.
Staring at the ceiling.
Look up.
Oh, I have not looked away from the ceiling
yet. It's the first of the month.
No, I shall not turn away until I have deciphered this message in the ceiling. I tell me your secret ceiling. I open up to me roof and tell me what it is I need know.
It's been in there for like 45 seconds. It's already starting to grow. I feel like I'm just going to be giggling nonstop for the next several decades. Until this fully pays off.
The best part is, if he doesn't know when it happened, he could just saw the tree in half and count the rings. He'll know exactly when it started.
Damn you, ceiling!
Hey, don't yell at Dion like that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Arnie, have you ever met the ceiling?
No.
Ceiling Dion?
Wait, the ceiling's got a name?
Dion.
Hey, Dion.
You can see that ceiling, whether you're near, far, wherever you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Sling Dion for you.
So what were you talking about while I was away?
Nothing.
Definitely not seeds.
Yes, I get it, because I have best friends, too.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't have any.
Oh, you don't have a best friend?
Uh-uh. I've burned a lot of my potential friendships by pranking them.
Oh, I understand. I've burned a lot of my potential friendships from fire.
April, do you have any friends?
Well, I would say my mom, but she's too distracted. So I guess no. But I like to
and
think.
And even if that was your only friend, like, hey, moms are great.
Well, actually, in Gnomeland, in gnomes, being best friends with your mom is considered a really cool thing.
Really?
Yeah, all the cool gnomes are best friends with their mom.
Okay. Who, did your mom tell you this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're not doing anything later, perhaps we could go see a play or something.
Oh, I mean, I'd like to. What if...
And perhaps then we could become friends. Maybe even best friends eventually. And then we could be best friends for decades, in years. And luckily you haven't pulled a prank on me that would ruin that.
Yeah. Okay, count me in. Let's go see a play tonight. And then let's meet up once a week for the next 50 years.
Ah, yay. I have a best friend. In your face, Chunt. In your face, Arnie.
Chunt. Decades from now, when that tree finally grows, mm-hmm. and Yusuf realizes that he has not had a best friend this whole time, it's just been a part of this elaborate prank. Oh my god, it's gonna be so worth it.
I feel like we'll be dead by then.
Oh, well, yeah.
Worth it.
Still, just knowing it, as we die, think... flash forward into the future at the payoff and know that it'll be worth it. It's so
sweet. Hey, guys, I whispered to you while Isidore looks at the floor.
Damn you, floor!
I just think that I got a best friend, but it also is turning into the best prank I've ever pulled.
Yeah, this has got to be really difficult because you know you've lost so many friends due to pranks.
Yeah.
And you have the opportunity for a real friendship here, but also the most ambitious prank you've ever pulled.
And it's a tough choice, but with great power comes great responsibility.
That's what I say.
I don't want to hear
you
that
say
anymore.
That's what I say.
I just feel like I've heard that enough times in my life.
No,
it's great. It's a great thing to say, but I've just heard it enough times in my life.
Well, I think you can never say it too much.
Agreed.
I'm very excited about our budding friendship. I'm sorry I had to turn away and try to decipher the meaning of the floor, but now I am ready to tell thee that thou art my best friend.
And thou art mine. Oh, boy.
Wonderful. Will you help me defeat the Dark Lord?
Oh, I can.
Whoa.
I could do
Isidore, this is moving really fast.
Let me do this.
Yeah. Actually, I have my own goal with the Dark Lord.
You do?
A defeat of a different kind, maybe.
Oh?
I want to pull a prank on him.
Oh.
Oh, to embarrass the Dark Lord, how delicious.
Oh, yeah,
it'll be
tasty. So I'm going to his birthday party, sneaking in.
Wait, the Dark Lord's birthday's coming up?
It's in a month.
Oh, wow, I gotta mark that down. In a month. That's pretty close to the time when we'll be reading The Great Gatsby in the book club on August 28th.
Oh, yo, you're reading a new book?
Yeah, we're going to read the book, The Great Gatsby. It's a book from my world. Oh. We only have one copy that we're all sharing here, but people on Earth should definitely go out and get a copy of The Great Gatsby. Maybe go to our website and order from Amazon through us so that you can support the podcast.
Oh, is it this one right here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Hold up. Come on, bud. I know. All jokes aside, like, that's our only copy of The Great Gatsby, and we've only just read a very little bit of it.
Oh. It's just funny because I open it up, I don't see any pages. I just see this pane of glass.
Damn. Amazing.
I just tore out the pages. They're on the floor.
Oh, April Fools!
April, do you like birds?
Oh, I love birds.
Oh, I love birds, too.
Oh, look at this.
How do you feel about rocks?
I like how different size they are. And yes. You know what? My favorite thing is stories about rocks.
Me too. Oh, let me tell you a story about a rock. Here, come with me for a moment.
Okay.
Well, I feel like we're setting up Isidore for a big fall.
But, John, I don't know if April is pretending to be, like, the perfect best friend for Isidore, or if he really is the best friend for Isidore. And then that's kind of a sad missed opportunity.
Yeah, I guess it's kind of sweet, but also he put that seed in his robe, right?
Yeah, you're right.
That is actually a really fucking mean thing to do.
Yeah, we need to put an end to this.
Wait, we gotta stop that tree from growing out of his robe?
Maybe.
We've got a lot of time to stop it.
But it turns out it was just a rock the whole time.
I love that story! Oh, that's a good story.
Yes.
Have you guys heard this story about the rocks?
Yes, we've heard all the stories about the rocks.
We've heard all the stories about the rocks.
April, why don't you hop up on Arnie's head?
What? Just hop right up? Yeah,
hop up on his head.
I can jump from the floor up to your head.
Wow, you're quite a jumper.
Oh, you have this bow and arrow.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm going to shoot an April off your head.
No. I know how this prank goes.
What?
You guys already told me this is the one with the arrow in my eye.
Here I go.
I forgot we already told Arnie the prank.
Put the arrow down.
It's cushy up here.
It is. You know, I got a lot of hair.
It's fuffy.
Soft.
I like this. Yeah. This was just a good idea. Prank aside, this is more comfortable than the chair.
This is kind of nice, actually. I'm sort of enjoying it.
I feel like it was a prank to make me sit in the chair first.
But boy, I'm sorry, April. We just blew past this whole plan you have to prank the Dark Lord. You're going to go to his birthday party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm posing as a caterer. I already got the costume, and I'm going to the birthday party. It's a little tough because I'm a little short.
Yeah.
Two squirrels tall, but I'm going to be walking on stilts.
Oh, smart.
Yeah, with a nice long jacket.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And a short skirt?
Yeah, short skirt, long jacket. Mm-hmm. So I'm bringing the cake with a...
Okay, and you're going to do that briefly, or are you going to go the distance?
I think I'm going to go in the distance.
You going to go for speed, like get in and get out?
Yeah, I'm going to be going for speed because I'm going to be going all alone. All alone.
Well, April, it's been great to meet you, and although some of your jokes seem mean, as long as they're being focused towards the Dark Lord, I'm all for it. Okay. And if there's anything we can do to help you prank the Dark Lord, I'm into it.
Well, I could always replace my stilts with you.
Oh, we'll sneak into the Dark Lord's birthday party together?
I mean, I already have the invitation.
He can control you by yanking on your hair.
You have an invitation to the Dark Lord's birthday party on you?
Yeah.
Can you read it to us?
Yeah. To celebrate the birth of the Dark Lord, you are invited to attend a party. That's it. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing. Yeah. I guess I didn't know if it would have some fancy...
But if you look closely, it is on fire.
Oh, yeah. It's constantly burning.
Yeah. That's nice. It's a nice bit.
Usador, how do you feel about the fact that you weren't invited to the Dark Lord's birthday party?
Ah, fine.
Well, I have a plus one.
Can I go?
Yeah, my best friend.
Oh, that would be so fun.
Come on.
I'm going to wear my overcloak.
Oh.
That's a cloak with a seat in it.
Yeah.
That will show the Dark Lord. When I am my best and finest robes, he'll see how powerful and amazing I am. Although I suppose I should be in disguise. You'll be in disguise, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be a taller version of myself.
That's true.
No one will see through that disguise.
No one.
Wait, that's a taller version of April Fuel. That's definitely not April Fuel because he's not that tall.
Because he's shorter.
Instead of being taller, have you thought about maybe getting down on two knees like April, like, O'Neil?
Oh, Neil?
Yeah. Maybe like report from the ground?
Yeah, I mean, if I was on all fours, I guess I'd be not the height of two squirrels, but the height of two turtles?
Yeah.
Or maybe even four?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
or maybe
a
not a whole turtle. I'd give you the height of a half shell.
Hmm. Well, let's do a turtles and a half shell. That's probably about how tall I'd be.
Yeah.
Turtle power.
I think this idea is splintering. I'm going to do the tall one.
You're going to do Arnie?
Yeah, I'm going to ride Arnie into the birthday party, and my best friend's going to be my plus one, and we'll let you know how it goes, Chuck.
Ah, damn it. I feel
guys,
left out.
It seems like we're barreling towards a special episode that we in no way plan to do. I, for one, cannot wait. Hey, Chunt, do you have any emails?
I guess I do. I feel really left out.
Chunt.
I feel like I'm...
Chunt,
this pot fucking stinks.
What?
This fucking stinks.
What did you just
April,
say?
April, take a shower.
Did you say this butt fucking stinks?
I said this butt fucking stinks.
Okay, I'm going to go take a shower.
Is that an expression?
I stink.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'll take...
April shower.
April showers,
I just feel like left out. Like, I feel like we declared that we're best friends. We're almost like brothers, we said, right?
Chunt.
Recently we said we're like brothers, and I feel like now you're wrapped up in Usador and April's like newfound friendship.
Look, don't get sucked into their friendship. We're best friends, so we're always going to win. Usador is always going to be not as cool as we are on this podcast. Just because he's got this maybe fake, maybe real friendship that's going to last for decades and have a sweet-ass payoff shouldn't in any way detract from the fact that we're the cool best friends on this podcast.
I guess.
And this friendship between us two is in no way an elaborate prank, because I am not a prankster god.
That's all right, true. Back from my shower. I brought you some flowers from my Aunt May's garden.
Oh, mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Yeah. I love May flowers.
Mm-hmm. With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, stop. I don't want to hear that anymore.
It's very true, though. I have great power, and I must use it very responsibly.
But you don't.
I'm suddenly hungry
ever.
For some rice. Can I get some rice? My uncle used to make the best rice.
Your Uncle Ben?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Look.
Till he died.
All these things you're talking about are great. I just don't want to hear about them anymore.
Man, you're really spitting some venom at us.
Oh. Yeah. You're wrecking carnage all over the place.
I definitely don't want to hear about those things anymore. I barely wanted to hear about them the first time. Well, carnage.
This is like the third time we brought it up, okay? I feel like maybe the first two times it was fine. I feel like the third time's fun.
Homecoming. Hey, I've got an email, and you know, you can email me at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Hi, Arnie, Chunt, and Usador. I just listened to a recent episode, as I have been doing for a little over 2 years and 3 months, but apparently the only person that still listens is Hank, ? This was news to me. Obviously, I have to trust that you know what you're talking about, but I have been operating under the knowledge that my name is Michael for my whole life. Does this mean that maybe Hank is one of my secret names? So secret, in fact, that I was not aware of it until now.
Yeah, is that rusty?
Will learning this information cause all of my hair to fall out and form a coil or skein of hair measuring 840 yards long?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
What other secret names do I have that I am not aware of? Help. Thanks. Best. Michael Taylor, Lynbrook, New York.
Michael Taylor, your other secret name is Scalafath Bing Bang Wazooty.
First of all, that's a great name. Not as good as Spiderface, but way up there.
Thank you.
But Usador, I think that's a Foon name. I think he's asking about the Earth names. Remember, a while back, a listener informed us that on Earth, there are only a set number of names that are the real names on Earth. I'm from Earth, and I didn't even know that myself. But yes, Michael... Michael is not your real name. Your real name is either Amelia Smelting Foxery, Henrietta Robot Chomps, Oliver Bolivar Butt, Ten Lincoln Cannon Mop Mop, Mr. Fuentes, Dudley Franklin, Teddy Freddy Eddie Farnsworth, Bucky Conklin, Billy Yum Yum 2x2, a very popular one, Cornelius Pendergrass, Pringle Fitzgerald, Freddie Mellon, Long Mumps, Eugenia Tinklepaw, I don't know how
Wait,
to pronounce
isn't,
that.
Isn't the book we're about to read written by Pringle Fitzgerald?
It is. Well, on Earth, was he's mostly name? Known as F. Scott Fitzgerald, but I'm sure his real name is Pringle Fitzgerald.
I thought I recognized that. I was like, Great Gatsby. That's the guy who wrote Great Gatsby. It's Pringle Fitzgerald.
Yeah, and there are a couple other names, but yeah, those are most of them. And so, Michael, one of those names is your real name. And everyone listening, your real name is one of those names.
Michael, yours is Mr. Fuentes.
Michael, your real name is Mr. Fuentes.
Michael, your real name is Mr. Fuentes.
Michael, alert the government. Your real name is Michael... What is his name?
Mr. Fuentes.
Also, hey, April, I have to say, in this bouquet of flowers from your Aunt May, I love this daisy.
Well, no problem.
Chunt, did you have any emails?
Yeah, of course. Here's an email to chunt@gmail.com. That's Chunt with six T's. This is from Daniel Deffenbaugh. Hey, Chunt, long-time listener, first-time emailer. Recently, you were trying to come up with nicknames for Arnie, and he didn't like any of them. What if you called him Anie, kind of like A-Rod, a person here on Earth? It's a great nickname for him, but also it kind of sounds like a tiny butthole nickname. So that's pretty neat, too. Love you guys. Danielle.
I'm sticking with A-Train.
I think A-Train's the way to go.
Look, I know we joke a lot about my names and giving me different names, but I've said time and time again, my name is Arnie. It's just Arnie. Call me Arnie. I wish you guys would respect that and call me by the name I choose to be called. Also, Danielle, your real name is Freddie Mellon.
Can I ask you something, Arnie? Is kneecamp spelled with a cray?
Is kneecamp spelled with a cray?
Is it a K or a cray?
There's a K in there.
Okay.
I mean, the cray is silent.
Oh, okay.
I'm silently cray.
So you're all done reading emails now?
I think so, yeah.
April. We're all done with the podcast. What are you doing now?
I was going to go pick up some glass.
Have to stock up, eh?
Yeah. Well, I used the last one, cutting up Artie's chest.
Oh, we should heal him. Nah.
I've been in excruciating pain this entire episode, I've got to say.
You're bleeding a lot.
There's shards of glass sticking out of my chest.
Classic.
I think the real takeaway from this episode is moms are great. Sorry if Arnie's scathing observation is too incendiary. Usador the Blue was played by Matt Young. 5.6 inches, Matt? On a humid day, maybe. Tusador the Blue was played by Adol Refai. Oh, good, we've turned on each other. We're in the Community Season 2 phase of the show. I don't remember who played Chunt, and I don't care. April Fuels was played by Asher Perlman. Asher performs regularly with Sticker Bugs and the Improvised Shakespeare Company at Chicago's I.O. Theater. Asher used to work in the Apple Store, and in the middle of helping me, he ended his shift, left the building, and told no one. This is a true story. Sign up for Asher's Flash Seminar, Comedy Writing. Will someone please tell me how to do this? Thursday morning from 11 to 11:40 at the Snicker Trench. Craig, was I not clear? This is a copy of The Inferior and Pitiable Gatsby. Go back to the archives, and while you're at it, could you finish up here?
I'm just gonna go in there and fix all that labeling one day. Hello from the Magic Tavern was produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacofer, and Ryan DiGiorgi. This one edited by Chris Rathjen. Music by Andy Poland, logo by Allard Laban, additional audio effects by Jason Knox. Production assistance by Garrett Schultz. By the way, remember that there's still time to get your lovely voice on the show by tweeting out a video of you explaining the show or just encouraging people to watch it and hashtagging it Magic Tavern or hashtagging it Treesistance, and you know, might end up playing your video there. I mean, it's a podcast, so it'll be the audio part, but you know, wear something nice anyway, just for me. In fact, we've got one of those right now from Sean M. Bukowski on Twitter.
The host is Arnie Niekamp from the realm of Earth. Known far and wide for his laziness worth, came the Foon a while back on a magic ride. Now within the Minotaur he does reside. Supposed to run the tavern, but does very little. Drown the last proprietor in a bowl of spittle. Next at C, to the H, to the UNT. That's Chunt, insane crown posse, original G. A shape-shifting sex fiend with no remorse. Having sex with an eagle, a badger, a horse. He's all about the buttholes, of which he's got two. Used to run a restaurant with the Wizard of Blue. Which brings us to Usador. Got names of twos to the threes to the four. Long wizard beard down to the floor. Sensual cooking voice, that's for sure. Born of birds, wind, and fire, and then some more. That's the unlimited power. Yes, it's Usador.
Thank you very much, Sean. Visit us at hellofromthemagictavern.com or on Facebook or Twitter. Thanks to the Chicago Podcast Co-op. And hey, as always, thanks to Earwolf.
What has four legs and a top? Gitter Table. This is Terry the Table Guy reminding you to come out to Chunt's Night, where you might see some blue-collar comedy.
They call them Table Salad.